on. We're doing something wrong. And welcome to the Say What Show. It is June 27, 2020. I'm Nancy Hopkins, and I've obviously forgotten to turn off my fish tank. So, guys, hi. You there? Dolly Howard and Christine Cummings Slack. And the date is... Oh, I said the date. Okay. Let me just turn these off.
Okay, so we have to wait till Nancy comes back for you to tell us more details on that news. Okay. It's so exciting. Oh, my gosh. So how long have you been waiting to do this adventure?
We started last year this time getting pre-approved and found our realtor. So we've been officially looking since August. Uh-huh. After we got, you know, because we got pre-approved and then went and talked to the lender lady for like 2.5 hours before we started this process. Yeah. And then we've been looking, and Rick can tell you how many houses we actually have stepped in.
Oh my gosh.
And then we actually put in an offer on three. This was the fourth house we bid on. And each time we had been outbid by 20 to 30%, and each house had multiple bid. It's a very fiery market,
and so yeah,
and the price point we were looking in was very, you know, it's reasonable. It's not crazy, so it's, they're very desirable, and it's just boom, 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 boom. And we weren't the highest offer, but we were the cleanest offer, the realtor said. And that means we weren't asking for a lot. And then, and they accepted our bid. And within, you know, and then the whole process starts, and then you have your due diligence, which we, this house had already been under contract during COVID. And I had been, as soon as I saw it, I was like, oh, because it had fit all our parameters, because we kind of had a lot of parameters.
So it was your house, and somebody put a bid on it.
Well, it was during COVID, so Rick said, you know, with everything up in there, and he wasn't too sure what was, because we were in quarantine then, you know. This house came on the market during quarantine. And he wasn't, you know, he just wasn't sure, and nobody's really sure what, at that point, what was going to go happen. And so he said, if it's available after quarantine, or after we get through this, you know, we'll go take a look at it. And I just knew somebody put a contract on that thing sight unseen. So, because that's how fast, I mean, a house would go on the market, and within maybe three hours or 3 minutes, it could already be under contract.
Yeah.
I mean, it's that crazy.
Well, interest rates are exceptional right now.
Yeah. Yeah, the lender lady said they're busier than they've ever been, the volume. So it was under contract, but I have, you know, when you're looking, you have all these different alerts you can put on your phone and stuff. And it was a Friday, I remember, and it was like 8 o'clock, and something said, go to the computer. I went to the computer, and I was on realtor.com, and the little green, it has like, when a house goes under contract, it'll have like a little red thing that'll say contract or pending or, you know, and it didn't have anything.
Oh,
and I was like, oh my God, is it under contract? So then I texted the realtor and said, I have to get into this house. If this house is available, I have to get into this house this weekend. And then Rick was like, I'm only going to go see one house, because he's tired and he works, and he's like, I don't know. And but he went to go see it, and he liked it, and I liked it. And so the realtor's like, well, sleep on it if you're going to, you know, they're calling for highest and best, because this house had already, you know, had a contract on it. They weren't, you know, willy-nilly. And she had multiple offers. And again, it had only been listed since the Friday. So they said Monday at 7, they were taken. That was the last for
that
them.
Was it.
That was it. Yeah, highest to best. So it's at 10 o'clock on that Monday. We knew. And then we were in negotiation with, you know, okay, now we got due diligence and got to go look at the house. And there you go. So we're down to the, you know, we've already paid for certain things and certain things have already been checked out and done. And
you're pre-approved, which helps.
Oh, yes. And the lender, so far, I've gotten them all the paperwork that they've asked. And it's really easy because there's just a portal. I just download it from the bank and then upload it to their portal. Uh-huh. So it's not like I have to carry multiple copies of, of information.
All of paperwork.
Yeah. And since we had been pre-approved since August of last year, I already had all the, certain things that they want.
Yep.
Already in an e-file. So it was just a matter of uploading it to their portal. Yeah, so very, very exciting. So
God bless you.
Jesus. Yeah. Yes.
Congratulations. Now, do you own the house that you're in now or?
Yes. Yes.
Oh, okay.
We've lived here and it's really been a blessing. This is a mobile home that we currently live in, but it's only a 2-bedroom, 1-bath. And we rent the land. We live in a mobile home park, we have flamingos in our yard and an orange tree, and it's very, mobile home parky. What a mobile home park looks like. And we've been here for 18 years, and it's really safe and quiet, and we love it. And we live way off the road, even though we live in the city, you wouldn't know it because, I've got 10 different kinds of birds. I can sit outside and see the stars and, the Big Dipper and Little Dipper. And we're right up against, the mobile home park is right up against the military base. So it's very interesting. It's been a very interesting 18 years in the skies here. And I've been really counting our blessings because we we've had an orange tree, strawberries, blueberry bushes. We got blackberry bushes and we have a lot of old growth in our hydrangeas and gardenias. So I've been watching a lot of propagation videos because I want to take cuttings. I don't want to dig things up. And we found someone to purchase the mobile home. It's going to go to someone who can really, it can really help them because this has been a really blessing for us to be here. And at the time, before Rick and I moved here, we weren't married at the time. And both of us had, I'd been homeless. He had been homeless. It was the end of the 90s. We moved here the fall of 2002, actually 9/11/2002 is the day we moved in here. So, that was a really rough time because that was right after the 90s. And, you and I have talked about how that energy was so loving and you were riding the wave. And then it was like, boom, 2000, 2001 was a rough, rough, rough year. And so, it's been a blessing to be here. And it's been safe and quiet. But Rick and I joke we're getting old and we need 2 bathrooms. And, we're just ready for more space. And I'm going to have enough space for a healing space. And da-da-da-da! A separate studio office space. Da, 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 da.
Oh my gosh.
I know. I don't know what we're going to do. I don't know if we're going to have so much space.
How many bedrooms?
It's 3 official, but the dining room has a closet and it could be made into, because the house is originally 1959. So it has original parquet flooring and it's an all brick home. Which I joked that this little piggy wanted an all brick home because of hurricane. And And so, yeah. So we're very, very excited. And it's got a, what Florida people would call a lanai, a screened-in porch.
Ooh, I love ours.
And a magnolia tree in the backyard.
They all smell so good.
And there's some maple. There's a couple of different maple trees. And then there's a couple different kinds of pine, but we're not too sure. Rick thinks it was a Norfolk pine, but I don't think those are Norfolk pines, but they're the real skinny, skinny, tall pines. And their little branches go up like a tier or like a, but I don't know what kind of pine that is.
Are they the ones with the skinny needles on the tree that fall off everywhere?
I don't know.
Oh, you'll find out.
So today, and I'm teaching locally. I'm so grateful. I'm teaching my soul power awakening to our divinity locally in person at Soul Wave Studio. And then I'm also teaching it online on my Learn It Live channel. So, you know, I really believe you learn a lot when you teach. And I realized teaching this class that I've been officially teaching every week since August of 2014. Every week I've been showing up live on my Learn It Live channel and teaching some kind of spiritual something. Or doing some kind of healing or some kind of guided meditation or some kind of prayer or all of the, you know, all of the.
So you're the one responsible for stopping the world and starting the fifth world?
I don't know about that. I just know that I realized I've been doing that almost six years consistently, you know.
Because, you know, I mean, you know, not to brag, but I do like, you know, 8 hours a week for, I don't know when it happened, 13 or 14, 13 at least.
Right.
You know.
Right.
And every time I do it, it's like an exercise in just thinking and communicating with people. And I think that the people that have been doing this in your capacity, in my capacity, in many other capacities, have actually made the difference. That, you know, we were... I was looking at the Roman Empire, Rise and Fall of the Roman Empire. It was like a two-hour thing on the television today. And I don't know about you, but I know I've had probably many lifetimes as a Roman, but it was just really creepy to me. I mean, it creeped me out more than ever. I know it. I've read the book. I've lived this whole, you know what Rome is about. But their downfall, you know, this was such an incredible civilization, and they self-destructed. And here we are today, and it made me think, Dolly, of you. And the reading with Wilcox when in the it's in the synchronicity key, but I think it was also in the book that you read, Ascension, the Ascension thing.
Oh, well, that was Wilcox.
Yeah. I think he said the same thing about the similarity in certain cycles, and one of them was the downfall of Rome, and it matches what we're going through now, you know, that type of thing.
Yeah.
And but this time it's different.
Yeah.
You know, this time is definitely different. And last month you started the show, Christia, with I think they're going to have, you know, tell us about the UFOs really shortly, because the space fleet. Then they showed the flag. Then there was an advertisement on the Air Force's official YouTube station for the space fleet. You know? And I think those were the three. There might have been another one if you remember.
Oh, yeah, I totally remember. It was the Space Force. So it was, he came out with the flag. Then there was the ad for the Space Force. Or he announced the Space Force. Then got the flag. Then the ad for the Space Force came out, and then on Twitter, he did the speech from the Independence Day. Right. And he superimposed himself over the president giving the speech to the battered, you know, soldiers.
That's
Yeah. Okay. So I still feel like, now, I watched, did you watch the last David Wilcock video? It's like 4 hours long, but Brinkley's on there. And he goes through all some Q drops. He goes through all these things. And they kept saying, which I thought was really interesting, that during an election year, they kept referring to Atwood, I think that was his name, that this guy, he said, don't pay nothing that you see or hear on TV, on media, during an election year is real. And I thought, so interesting. So, and they keep saying that the disclosure about Pizzagate and those things are going to be, that Q's talking about dropping them, you know, August, and, but really a lot of things are going to be, you know, are going to come out in October, and then there'll be a, an address, you know, because he can't, the current, you know, 45, he can't come out with it. It's got to come out from the indictments. And they also pointed out that now sexual predators can be executed. They made a point of saying that.
Who can be?
Sexual predators.
What is that?
People that hurt children, you know.
Oh.
Pedophiles.
Pedophiles.
Yes.
Oh, I never heard what you said. Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Who's, that's a federal law?
Yeah, they were talking about how it was in the news that like 4 people who had been arrested for a sex trafficking ring, now the laws were that they could be executed. And for whatever, there were several, they had several things against them. But they talked about how people are going to start talking now, because now it's law that these people can be tried and not only convicted, that they can be, you know.
Well, from what's been going around by several different sources, people have been executed.
I don't know. I don't know if that's true. I mean, yes, there's some, but all right. I watched.
Take a breath.
I watched the riots and everything, and it was obvious to me, or anybody that has been, you know, in the military, that the rioting and all of the really violent stuff that was happening was by trained people doing it. This was, military people. And just as suddenly as it started, it stopped.
Yep.
Okay, now, we heard from a couple of different sources, Dolly, I remember at least 2, that up to 1,000 of the Antifa, you know, terrorists, let's just the terrorists, the crazy people, right. Well, they're not crazy, they're getting paid for it, had been executed. I don't think that's true.
And oh, I hadn't heard that, Nancy.
Oh, I thought that's what you were talking about.
Heard that hundreds of them had been arrested.
That's, okay, that's, yeah, yes, but that just came out, and it came out from the president's mouth, and then it came out from Barr, or no, not Barr, it was the interim director of Homeland Security, and what the president said was he was talking with Hannity, off stage after they went to that town meeting that Hannity had on Thursday. And the president said that, I hear they arrested hundreds of them. And I said to him, I said, hey, why aren't we telling the people that, you know? And they said, hey, we're police. We do it a different way. We have to make the case before we, you know, start publicizing it. And he was like, oh, okay, yeah, okay. You know, but then the, like I say, the interim director of Homeland Security said, he said, oh yeah, he says, we've got hundreds and hundreds of them detained, arrested. He said, we're building a case, and he actually went through and showed this photograph of a woman whose face you could not see, but her hands were up, and she had tattoos on the hands. And he said, you know, he says, one of the ways that we're doing it is, and he shows this picture, he says, you see, this woman was involved in tearing down one of the statues. We've got her on film, but we never saw her face. But we did see her tattoos, and we found her tattoos on Facebook. And that's how she was identified. And all I could think of was all these people tearing up everything, every picture of themselves on Facebook, you know?
Yeah.
But, yeah, so, and I'm trying to think, it because none of the normal people were on Fox last night. Whoever it was that was doing the interview said, well, you know, I'll tell you what I'll do. I'll call your, because he's going, I don't know how many. I really don't know how many have been arrested. She said, well, I'll call your office, okay, and we'll get the information. And he said, all right, we'll do that for you.
Well, I can't remember who that was, the female.
It was a female, yeah.
So, yeah, I can't remember.
Yeah, so they, I mean, people are upset with the president for not doing more, but there's an awful lot that's been already done behind the scenes, including what you're citing, you know, changing rules, changing laws, so that these people don't get off anymore, you know? Best way not to get off is to say, sorry, you did the wrong thing, you're going to be executed.
I love how Trump kept repeating, well, I'm signing the papers, you pull a statue down, it's 10 years. He just kept repeating that.
Well, there's definitely, you know, a tremendous amount of activity behind the scenes, but I think your intuition or just the facts, you know, I don't know if you know this or not, but young Donald interviewed his father. Did you see that? It was a YouTube video. You did.
About that. It was about UFOs?
No, he was just interviewing.
Well, Roswell. He asked about Roswell. That's
right. Oh, yeah. I know about
that. Yeah. Okay.
Well, maybe our listeners don't. So, when do you want to tell the story?
Oh, no, go ahead.
No, you go ahead, because I never tell them right.
Young Don said to his dad, you know, what do you know about Roswell? And it's the face that the president makes, you know? It's like, I wouldn't want to play poker with him.
No.
You know? He's got such a control over his face. And he just gets this really kind of like twinkle in his eye and a little smile, and he looks down and he says, oh, I know some things. And so Don says, well, are you going to tell us? And he says, I'll have to consider that. And he's kind of giggling, you know? And I'm going, oh, dang, he's setting this thing up, too. But right away, right after that, I mean, that was Father's Day. And this last week, there was a fleet of, like, 50 lights in the skies over California. I don't know if you saw that video. That was very, very strange. You know how they've been showing, I saw it on Fox.
I haven't been watching lately.
Yeah, well, Fox covered it. You know,
It
was really strange because we're getting used to seeing these maybe a dozen or so balls of light that just seem to be flying in formation,
right?
You know, and so this thing, there was like 50 of them. It was not the best video because whoever was taking it, I think, was like freaking out. You know, but a couple of days ago, I think I saw it yesterday, there was a visual display over Miami that I did not in a fraction of a second think UFOET. I thought, my God, that's a space fleet. Because it starts up, the video, the part that I saw, it starts up and there's this large light. And out of this large light has already popped out maybe three or four other smaller lights, and then a few more popped out, and then they were popping back in, and then they all disappeared. And it was...
I saw that on TV, but all I saw was that, and I didn't hear any explanations, and it said Miami, and I was going to ask you about it, but I forgot.
Well, I didn't...
So did you see it?
No, I didn't. No, of course I didn't see it. I mean, in my yard, I can't hardly see the sky for the trees, but... it was over the Biscayne Bay, so it was like, you know, it was a beautiful black backdrop because there wasn't anything except, you know, city lights on the side, and then you have this incredible, but I felt like they're showing themselves, I think, a little bit at a time.
But then I wonder, is it ETs or is it us?
That was us, in my opinion. I did not feel E.T. As soon as I looked at it, I said, oh, wow, that's the secret space program. I think what they had up there was one of the, it's sort of like the space version of an aircraft carrier. And they say this thing is over a mile long, that they've got three of them, and they're like a mile long. There was one of the Avenger programs where they had these aircraft carrier type fleets, ships out there, you know, in that movie. I don't know if you saw it or not, but they say that that's basically the ship that they have. And all these other ones popping off of it were like jet planes flying off of an aircraft carrier, turning on their lights, turning them off. You know, I mean, I have no doubt in my mind that that's what I was looking at. So
it's pretty cool. That means they're gonna do it pretty soon, then. I would think.
Yeah, the flyover at Rushmore, I think, is more likely gonna be, you know,
a spacecraft. Oh, I had no idea what you were meaning. What is she talking about? Oh wow! Wouldn't that be cool? They announced John, and then. And then, as they're announcing John, the planes spaceships are flying over. And of course, in the background, they got to have the music from Independence Day. Oh.
I don't think that John's going to come out then.
I don't either.
My feeling is that it will be more like at the convention. That Pence will get up and say, it's been my honor to serve the president, but I'm stepping down in favor of this man. And out comes John.
What do you think, Christia?
Yeah, what do you think, Christia?
Well, I think the romantic in me wants to say that, yes. But, I don't know. I don't know that he's still alive. I don't know. I mean, I don't know. And, a lot of people thought he was Q, but what if Trump is Q?
I don't think he has time to be Q.
You don't think so?
There's, my opinion, let's just put it that, my opinion is that there's essentially a group of six. Three of them are dominant, but there's like six of them that are putting this all together.
Oh, you mean multiple people.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's always been multiple on Q.
And then you have a group that out there that are, you know, one of the things that bothers Walt is that it's too cryptic. He doesn't want to spend the time trying to figure out what you're saying. But and it is cryptic, and it's less cryptic now than it was initially. And you had, all of a sudden, these people, like, you know, let's say a handful of them, half a dozen, five, you know, come out, and they seem to be able to interpret what the Q posts mean. And I think that those people were being given the information, that they were part of the overall program of Q. And, now, well, if you've watched it for a while, you can see the change in it. It's less cryptic. But what I find to be the most impressive aspect of the whole program is it's forcing people to think outside the box. You know, if he just come out and said blah, 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 you know, they'd go, yeah, 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 yeah. You know, but to make it so that you have to do your own research to understand what he's saying, with a little guidance from these people that are, you know, pushing you certain ways, is made hundreds of thousands, hundreds, maybe millions of people, you know, begin to look at things in a whole different way. And actually, Carrie Cassidy came out this month and said that she now believes in Q and that Jay's alive. So
yeah, I saw that. Yeah.
And she thinks it's Rushmore.
I don't know about Rushmore because they're already trying to put it down, shut it down, and they've got all these excuses made, like the deep state is the they I'm talking about. So I don't know if Rushmore is going to come off like I'd like it to.
Well, first off, what is the matter with this dog?
I don't know. He doesn't like when you're on the radio, maybe.
I think
because he did the same thing before.
Yes, but I think it's the same reason. I made his food, but I never put it down.
Oh, Nancy.
Or he hears a storm coming, but it's bright out there, so I don't think it's a storm. Can you wait just a minute? I'm talking. It's very important what I say here. Okay. Just 3 minutes. 3 minutes. Okay. The idea of Rushmore is appealing, but I'm sorry. It would be, from a military standpoint, a very difficult area to really secure.
Yeah.
And, you know, they do play this double hand thing.
What's that?
Well, you know, they make you think something, and then they're doing something else.
Oh, okay.
And so, to me, because of what Christia said last month, because of what I've seen since then, I'm suspicious that it may, in fact, be more of a space flyover. You know, everybody's going to be looking at it, waiting for this other thing, and no, it's going to be the space fleet. Yeah, and this is the space fleet. That's why we have a space force. I just think that, to me, there's more activity towards disclosing the secret space program, and then, well, you know, that's kind of maybe a good thing, right? And because of this, we're going to have all of this technology, and it's a new science. It's based on Joseph Kater, not anybody else. That's an inside joke. Kater is a scientist that absolutely has destroyed every concept of science that you have. He's got the story.
He's the one that blew Walt's mind.
Yeah. Yeah, okay. He's insanely out there. But everything that he's saying, Walt is experimenting with and proving. Because that would be an up thing. Oh my God, we don't have to think about the pandemic because they can cure it. You know, they don't have to think about. You know, to me, this would uplift the entire world, either frighten them to death or uplift them. But if I was going to do it, I would put that program in before I said, and I'm sorry to tell you that, you know, there's this thing called the deep state, and start naming all these people. You know, and then announce John, you know. And then we can get into the fifth world, and we can get into the reality of the golden rule, and, you know, see where that takes us. Maybe the stars are our destination. Wasn't that how that ad ended?
I don't know.
It said, maybe your purpose on this planet isn't on this planet. Maybe your purpose on this planet isn't on this planet. And then it has a guy in a uniform looking up to the sky. And it's full of stars.
Sweet.
Now go feed dog.
Oh, thank you. Okay, I'll be right back. You guys talk.
I was worrying about dog.
I know. Don't feed that poor baby.
You've got animals, don't you? Kitties?
Oh, yeah. We've got three kitties, and two of them are 2 years old, and then we got Luna, who Rick refers to affectionately, old lady baby, and she's 12, and she is, we still call them kittens. The two kittens are, they're little black kittens, so one, Jedi, he's in the sunlight, he almost looks brown, and you can kind of see stripes, but he is black, and he's got a little bit of white kind of underneath his, on his little chest, just a tiny little bit. And then she, Scarlet, she's like an Oriental, and she's all black, and she is slick, slick. I mean, she is, what I mean by she's Oriental, she's like a Siamese, but she's all black. And so she looks very
sleek.
Yes. And she's got white on her belly. And I never saw, because she's been so skittish when we got her. One day she was sleeping and her belly was exposed. And it's a little heart. And it's right there in her lower belly. Sweet little heart. Little heart shape.
Yeah.
And I wouldn't have believed it had I not seen it, because she's a wild one, you know.
Now, are they indoor or outdoor cats?
They're all indoor.
Oh, that's
Yeah.
I was worrying about your move and the cats.
Oh, no. We would keep them in anyway. And we've been pricing new cat towers, you know.
Yes.
And Chewy.com, I don't mean to plug them, but, man, their prices are awesome.
I know. I get the food and the litter from them.
Oh, my gosh. I didn't really know that much about them, and now I'm happily surprised.
And they deliver, within days. A couple days.
Yeah. So I'm really excited about that. So, yeah. And so much to be excited about. I'm so grateful.
So tell me about your new kitchen.
Oh, my gosh. It has the original pine cabinets because it's 1959, but they've put new hardware on them, and they're stained kind of like a brownish red, and then the backsplash is that beautiful multicolored glass and it goes from like a dark brown to a tan to a white to a like a darker, and then there's like a copper one in there. But the squares are probably 1 inch by 1 inch, but they're real pretty. It's there's a stainless steel refrigerator, and it has a double oven and a cooktop is separate, and everything's relatively new. The roof is only 7 years old, and the HVAC is only 10 years old, and we're just really, really excited. And it has a dishwasher. I've been without a dishwasher forever.
Oh, good heavens. Bless your heart.
So I'm like, oh, my gosh, we're going to have a dishwasher.
Bless your hands.
Well, I find it kind of meditative, you know. I mean, you just kind of, there's certain things that you always got to do. And so you just, you know, chore-wise, so I just kind of look at it as, well, that's just what you do, you know. Yeah. And my grandma taught me to clean as I go, so,
yes.
You know, when you're cooking, clean as you go.
Yes.
So by the time I've got the meal on the table, other than the pot I'm serving it in, it's pretty much,
yeah.
You know.
That's the way I do it.
Well, I just learned, you know, clean as you go, and it saves you a lot of trouble.
Oh, yeah. A lot of trying to clean up dried food. Oh, jeez.
But I found apples, because we can't put anything down the sink here because we're on a septic. So I find apple cider vinegar. I put a little bit in that, and after the grease, you know, to get the grease out, And then I wipe it out with a paper towel, so the pan doesn't have any, you know, when I go to wash it, it doesn't have any grease in it.
Oh, my gosh. I never heard of that, Christy.
Well, sometimes we have those copper pans, and they're supposed to be, you know, fancy-smancy and not have anything sticky on them.
Yeah, right.
Exactly. So what I do is I take a thing and get most of, you know, the thing that I can get up with a paper towel. But then if there's some, like, you know, stuck stuff from, you know, cooking, it's usually, like, you know, burnt because you've been cooking or whatever. Right. I just put a little bit of apple cider vinegar on it and let it soak. And I kid you not, then I go and wipe it, and it literally, it takes the grease and whatever funky funk was stuck to the pan off. And then I just wash it normal, you know.
Will white vinegar do the same thing?
I'm going to say yes, because it's vinegar. I just tend to have apple cider vinegar because I use it all. I use apple cider vinegar for everything.
Well, somebody did an experiment between chlorine bleach and white vinegar, and white vinegar got rid of more things than the bleach did.
Oh, yeah. And vinegar, I'm a big fan of vinegar because it's safe.
Yeah.
I'm allergic to bleach, but I just love vinegar. Is a really great cleaner. And if you combine that with baking soda and some lemon, like lemon juice, oh, Lord, you can clean anything. You really can. You can, it'll spark anything up really well.
The next time I get stuck with a cleaning thing I can't figure out, I'm giving you a call.
You go ahead.
Jay. Because you know I'll never remember it.
Well, after the show, go get some apple cider. Do you have apple cider or vinegar?
Oh, I do. Well, I have like two or three of them because I like it too.
Well, put one on the counter so you'll remember.
And it's,
can't have anything on the counter. Annette has a fit.
Oh.
I trained her well, I guess.
You can use apple cider vinegar for, I ran out of mouthwash for a while, and then I used it in my water pick, and I used that, and it, you know, got rid of any funky funk that was going on, and I've used it for, well, of course you use it for cooking, but I just, it has a lot of health benefits to it. And then if you had a splinter, you could soak your hand in vinegar, and the skin would expel the splinter.
How long do you have to soak it?
Oh, you just put a little, you could take a little cotton pad and soaked up in the vinegar and stick it on there and put a little Band-Aid on it. It'll keep it, it'll come out.
Maybe overnight?
Easily. Yeah, the skin will, it'll just like kind of draw it out. And if you've got funk going on with your feet, you can soak your feet in apple cider vinegar. Because, you know, vinegar, it's wonderful. And then you can even, like, if you had digestive issues, I had something going on a while back, and then I started doing, like, a capful of apple cider vinegar in my water every morning, and it totally cleared up my digestive issues.
My grandma used to drink a little glass of it. Well, every morning.
It probably kept her really, really healthy.
She lived to be 102.
Well, because what happens is it helps your body become more alkaline, more pH balanced, and so you're less acidic, and dis-ease will thrive in a more acidic environment. So if your body pH is more alkaline and less acidic, you're less likely to be sick.
Huh. Well, she tried to get me to do it, but I couldn't do it.
Well, if you look at like Dr. Bragg's apple cider vinegar, if you look at the, because you want to, if you're going to ingest it, you want to make sure it's got some mother in it. It's called mother, which is like when you shake it, it makes it cloudy. Because it's got some of the real, you know, the vitamins and nutrients. And so you want to make sure no matter where you get it, it's got some mother in it. It's called the mother. And you'll see, like when you shake the bottle, it'll get cloudy. And there'll be stuff in the bottom. Like Dr. Bragg's, it has that in there. But I found Dr. Bragg's at Big Lots. So I didn't have to buy it at retail. Not that it's that expensive. But if you wanted to get just regular vinegar, that is a really cheap cleaning supply. Really cheap.
And, I wash my floors with it.
Yeah, it's great. I mean, it's safe for animals. That's what I like about it, is it's not gonna, you know, it's not gonna hurt your fur babies, no matter what kind of fur babies you got, or scaly babies, or whatever. if you got lizards or frogs or, you know, ferrets or llamas or
mice, you know, little mice.
Yeah,
right,
some people got little mice. Some people have little guinea pigs or mouses. And gosh, people got all kinds of things. Little birds. You know, not beyond the cat and dog. I had a friend text me about her lemur. Her lemur got out. So, I mean, you can have all kinds of things. You can have all kinds of things.
If I could, I'd have goats and cows.
Aww.
Why would you have goats? Have you ever been around a goat?
I love them.
Yeah, on the farm.
I love goats.
Oh, because I know somebody that thought it would be a good idea to get the goats until they ran up over the top of his car and got in the house and smashed things and, you know.
Oh, yeah. Well,
there is that.
you got to give them stuff to do because they get bored. Yeah. And you got to keep them in a pen or, you know, healthy boundaries between human and human.
Make sure you check that pen daily.
Well, his reason for doing it was he didn't like to mow the yard, you know, and I thought, he had a rural area. He thought it'd be a good idea.
Well, there's actually a company that rents their goats out to mow people's yards. Yeah. Or a pasture's yard. Yeah, I've seen that.
Hey, Dolly, if you ever decide to come back, there's a job for you. a goat mower.
I would just plain old be a farmer. Those were the best years in my life.
Aww. Want to come back as a fluffy house cat?
No.
Like pampering and taking care of?
No.
No. Farmer.
I just want to be a farmer.
I love it.
I know it's hard work. I know. But it's so rewarding. At the end of the day, you go to bed and you're just freaking exhausted. So you sleep good, hopefully. I don't know how to describe it. I just loved that life. Someday.
So what kind of a world do you think we're going to go into here, Christia?
Of course, I've always been saying that the world as we know it is done. And I think once everything comes down in October, I think there's going to be a lot of people just reeling, you know, and having to digest things that they maybe didn't have any idea. Because a lot of people have worshipped false gods. What do I mean exactly by that? Because it just came out of my mouth without even me thinking about it. Like celebrity people as, you know, godlike, and sports people as godlike, and politicians as godlike. And, you know, when all the truth comes out of everything, people are going to have to reevaluate what they value. And I think the COVID, the quarantine did help them because, you know, they were stuck at home with their family, so people had to actually talk to each other and cook and take time to play games and, you know, spend time, quality time. I was talking to a friend today, and I realized we were talking about kids, about when we were kids, you know, you spent, the majority of your summer was outside. You know, you were outside from sun up to sundown.
Till the street lights came on.
Right. Well, we lived in the country. There were no street lights. There was no street lights. Maybe when what are those firebugs? Fireflies. When they started to come out.
Lightning bugs.
Lightning bugs.
When it got dark.
Of course,
sometimes it was very dark.
Right. Depending on where the moon was, that's right. But there was always stars. But yeah, where we were, there were no street lights.
Well, when we moved from the farm to South Bend, that's when we were told, come in when the street lights come on. We're gone all day.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay, so people are going to be able to stay out at night, and kids are going to be able to run in the streets and don't have to worry about being mugged or shot or,
you know, or abducted or sold. I think it's going to be a safer world, and I think people, you know, spiritual laws, do what you will and harm none, the golden rule, treat others as you would treat yourself, do unto others as you would do to yourself. Spiritual laws, you know, that we're spiritual beings living in a spiritual universe governed by spiritual law. I feel like that and people awakening more to all of themselves and not just 10% of our brains online, but being able to hear and see in the full spectrum. I mean, 5D, you know?
I personally think it's going to be just like Star Trek, the Star Trek universe.
Oh, I would love that.
I said to Derek, I said, you know, I don't travel and I don't have any desire to go anyplace, but I really would like to go up to Washington and see what he's building up there. It's not just a store. He's building a center. I mean, he's got people investing in creating a utopian kind of, not utopian, but a place where people can go and interact without fear. And he has the new building he's got is like a Faraday cage. They have terrible internet. It's fiber optics what they've got, but that they're in the process of trying to get it, you know, all done. But, you know, they're even making sure that you're not being influenced by electromagnetic energy. It's really fun. But anyway, I said to him, that's about the only place I would go. I said, but until they start up the underground trains and I'll be there in a couple of minutes, I ain't going. I'm programming that, you know, you want to go someplace, well, you go to the wherever the center is for the underground in your area, you get on a train, and the train goes like those, what do they call those, vacuum tubes. It goes like a vacuum
tube.
Yes,
I love that idea.
Well, they've got them. I mean, this is a true technology. They say that it only takes like 20 minutes to go from Washington to Los Angeles in these things. So to me, that's the only way I'd like to go. And I think Warren Buffett knows that that's coming because he sold all his stock in the airplanes. You know, he knows something. You know, so I want to see that. I think that's very important. I want to see all the electromagnetic crap, you know, made safe. We can make the vast majority of it safe with shungite devices. All you have to do, I mean, instead of putting it on your refrigerator, you put it on the where it starts, and it'll attenuate and be the right thing right now, what we've got right now, and then build in the fiber optics. But who knows what's on the other side? Because seriously, there's a science, well, we call it the science of venerology, but there is a science that will allow everything you see in Star Trek, you know, I understand that in the secret space program that they do have the replicators, you know, gee, I want a hamburger, it tastes like a McDonald's, you know, that type of thing.
Oh, man.
But
I love it.
but the thing that they make everything out of is hemp oil. That's the basic ingredient in the replicator systems. I thought, you know, I don't know if that was a joke or not, but I don't think so. I think it's true. So, you know, you have a terrible accident. Not to worry, they can, you know, virtually grow another limb. You know. I think that everything that we've been hearing, you know, and seeing is all real. And I don't think it's going to be that big a surprise to people because they've been so programmed. And if it is real, then there is a part of the super subconscious of humanity has data sites where all of that is in our subconscious. You know, no matter how it got there, from programming by watching television and movies, or by the fact that it's happening and people are living there and it's playing into the subconscious. I don't think it's going to be this big shock. I bet you more people have had dream sequences where they saw fleets of UFOs coming in, you know, than have ever even admitted it.
Oh, I have. I admit it. I get excited.
Yeah, I think everybody, you know. But the first thing is people have got to realize that they've been lied to. And there's that old adage, it's much easier to scam somebody than to prove to them they were scammed. And I think that's what we're going to confront, is that a lot of people are just going to be like, they you know, no, don't tell me that everything I believed in. I mean, we know. We were brought up in a reality, and then we found out that reality was a delusional one. But it took, what, 40 years in some cases, 20, 10? People are going to do
50.
This.
Huh?
People
50.
People are going to do this in a flash of a... What's that? Oh, that's the great aircraft carrier that's really a spacecraft. And those things are, you know, are being flown by Americans and Russians and Chinese. And, you know, there's no barriers up there. But what are we doing down here? Well, they're trying to keep us under control, because for all of their technology, the thing that is most worrisome is human beings who wake up and realize, holy crap, you've been scamming us. You know? And I think that's the process we're in. So we're going to take a break here because it's the top of the hour. Uh-huh. And let's see. Okay, we're going to do Peace Be With You. It's Barbara Menezes and Craig Stewart, husband and wife team. And it's energetic music. You just, you know, it's just wonderful stuff.
Welcome to the Truman Show.
Welcome back to the Say What Show. It is June 27th, 2020. Just three more days until the 30th. Can you imagine? And the 30th is the end of June. And then we've got July. What happened to this year? It's like crazy what we're going through. I'm Nancy Hopkins. With me is Dolly Howard and Christia Cumming Slack. And I'm assuming you guys are back. Did you like the music?
I loved it.
I always love their music.
It's so pretty.
I got two things before we get started.
Okay.
Aquarius put in the chat. Here is the link of the June 24th Miami UFOs from Twitter. So he's got the link in there if you want to look at it. And I apologize so big and so much because I forgot your birthday, Nancy.
Oh, did you? I didn't forget my birthday because my Russian translator of Shungite Reality, the book that everybody should be reading, not the Russian version. It's up. I finally got the cover right. The Russian is taking me much more. You know, can you imagine Jan's out there, you know, trying to figure out the formatting. Is this right when you don't even know what the letters mean?
No, I cannot.
You know, but anyway, we're getting very, 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 very close with that. But Irma, my translator, Russian translator, she sent me a chocolate cake for my local grocery. She called up, got them to deliver it, but they delivered it before I was out of bed. So the phone starts ringing. I get up to answer the phone because I was dozing. Get up to answer the phone, and I look out, and somebody's in the front, and I went, oh, because she told me. She gave me a heads up on it. And so from the minute that I got up, I had this amazingly yummy chocolate cake, and I've still got like 2 pieces left.
Oh my god.
And I called Sandy up, and I said, meet me at the fence, I want to give you some cake. I said, I gotta share this with somebody, you know. So she got a large piece, or you know, three pieces maybe in it, but I ate the rest of it, or almost. I'll eat it after the show. So nobody worry, you know. It's I'm 72, so this is my 73rd trip around the sun. And you know, what are we into it? 4 days. 4 days on my journey. So hey, listen, you know, before we go into, because I do want Christia to do some messaging and stuff. If she's willing to.
Good, but, I was wanting her to, too.
Right. But earlier today, I got a messaging from Kafunya Life, and she has had a video there that is just under 4 minutes. It's one of those videos that, and it showed, you know, it had video behind it, but it was also, you had the words. And she's, the voice in it, it's an AI type of voice, you know, they're basically, you know, doing I don't know, she was, there was no voice, no, I mean, it was, so that freaks me out, you know, but I had a feeling that this, whatever, whoever put this together, this is real information, and it deals with the COVID situation. Now, from the get-go, those of us that understood 5G, were convinced that 5G was involved in the spread and the activation, but it didn't take very long before I began to think that this isn't a virus. I don't know what it is, but it's not a virus, because viruses are neither dead nor alive. And I considered sort of, you know, that it could be bacteria. But I'm thinking, well, for God's sakes, bacteria is easy enough to find. You know, it can't be bacteria, because that's the first thing that they would have jumped on. You know, it would have been, you got a bacterial infection, and you know you got a bacterial infection. So, you know, to me, this would be hard to hide if that was the truth and it was this crazy-ass virus thing they're talking about. Well, I want to play this for you because it's 4 minutes, and boy, does this answer a lot of questions. So it is one of those kind of creepy voices, but I think you can get over it, hopefully. Here we go. Okay, I'm not sure why it's not. It's there. It seems to want to play. Do I have anything off?
I was gonna say I can't hear anything.
Yeah, because it's playing, but it's not. It didn't record for some reason. Okay.
Oh,
so,
fooey. Well, you have to tell us.
No, what I'm gonna do is I'm gonna go and play it directly off of the Facebook thing. I just gotta find her again. I don't know why that happened. So let's just, this is going to be different. So I have to make a change here. Okay, let me know if you can hear it.
COVID-19 and blood clots.
Yes.
In Italy, the cure for coronavirus is finally found. Italian doctors disobeyed the World Health Law, WHO, not to do autopsies on the dead of the coronavirus, and they found that it is not a virus but a bacteria that causes death. This causes blood clots to form and causes the death of the patient. Italy defeats the so-called COVID-19, which is nothing other than disseminated intravascular coagulation, thrombosis. and the way to combat it, that is, its cure, is with the antibiotics, anti-inflammatories and anticoagulants. Aspirin, indicating that this disease had been poorly treated. This sensational news for the world has been produced by Italian doctors by performing autopsies on corpses reduced by the COVID-19. Something else, according to Italian pathologists. The ventilators and the intensive care unit were never needed. So in Italy the change of protocols began, asterisk Italy the call global pandemic is revealed and lifted by the WHO, this cure already knew and did not inform the Chinese for doing business. Share that the whole world knows that we have been deceived and murdered by our elderly people. At Italia Rivella curar del COVID-19. I alert pass this on to your entire family, neighborhood, acquaintances, friends, colleagues, co-workers, etc. etc. and its environment in general. If they get to contract the COVID-19, which is not a virus as they have made us believe, but a bacterium, amplified with 5G electromagnetic radiation that also produces inflammation and hypoxia. They will do the following, they are going to take aspirin 100 mg and Aprinax or paracetamol. Why? Because it has been shown that what COVID-19 does is to clot the blood, causing the person to develop a thrombosis and the blood not to flow and not to oxygenate the heart and lungs and the person to die quickly from cannot breath. In Italy they screwed up the WHO protocol and did an autopsy on a corpse that died from COVID-19, they cut off the body, opened the arms, legs and other sections of the body and realized that the veins were dilated and clotted blood, all veins and arteries filled with thrombi, preventing the blood from flowing normally and carrying oxygen to all organs, mainly the brain, heart and lungs, and the patient ends up dying. Already knowing this diagnosis, the Italian Ministry of Health immediately changed the COVID-19 treatment protocols and began to administer to their positive patients aspirin 100 mg and Aprinax. Result, the patients began to recover and present improvements and the Ministry of Health released and sent home more than 14,000 patients in a single day. Urgent, transmit this information and make it viral. Here in our country they have lied to us, with this pandemic, the only thing that our president comes out to say every day is data and statistics but not giving this information to save citizens, will be that it will also be threatened by the elites, we do not know, suddenly all the governments of the world, but Italy broke the norm, because they were already overwhelmed and in serious chaos of daily deaths. Now the WHO would be sued worldwide for covering up so many deaths and the collapse of the economies of many countries in the world. Now it is understood why the order to incinerate or immediately bury the bodies without autopsy and label them as highly polluted. It is in our hands to carry the truth and hope to save many lives. That's why the antibacterial gel works and the chlorine dioxide. All the pandemic is because they want to vaccinate and chip to assassinate the masses to control them and reduce the world population. God save US. If you like this video, please subscribe and share it to your friends. Thank you. COVID-19 and blood clots.
Okay, so we got that. I wanted to put it into this this show. Just so it's out there, because it's kind of hard to I couldn't share it the way it was sent to me. So, what do you guys think? Are you guys there?
Yeah. I am. I think it sucks.
What sucks?
That they're doing anything and everything in their power to kill people.
Oh,
and
well,
getting
that
away
sucks.
With
okay.
it.
No, I'm wondering, do you feel like this could be a true statement?
Oh, that I don't know.
Did it feel
that's
true?
That's not the first time I've heard this.
Oh, okay.
I mean, not this particular thing, not this particular channel or this particular voice, but it's not the first time I had heard about Italy doing autopsies when they shouldn't have been and finding out about that it is, that it does coagulate the blood. So that's, it's not the first time I've heard it, and I've heard it from multiple sources. So to me, it has some truth to it, and I also believe that anything out there, there's a little bit of truth to it. I really believe that because that's how they get the information out there. So I wouldn't be surprised if this is true at all. Not at all.
Well, it certainly answers a lot of questions, I'll tell you that much.
Sure does.
But one of the things that it also answers is why so many people that seem to have it were seeming to be fine, because an awful lot of people take aspirin for anything and everything. And they were curing them. I mean, it's 100 milligrams. Isn't baby aspirin 80 milligrams? Isn't it 160 for a regular aspirin pill? Are you kidding
me? Yeah,
probably
people take a couple aspirin, you know.
Yeah.
And depending on your weight, you might take four.
I take 80 milligram every day because it thins my blood.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I've noticed that I don't take... The only thing I have in the house is baby aspirin. You know, and normally I don't take it at all. But I've noticed that I've been taking, you know, it's like, take a baby aspirin, you know, and it's like, okay. You know, like, not every day. I haven't been doing it lately, but there for a while I was doing it every day. And so, I mean, my guides probably said, you better take the baby aspirin because you won't get the, wasn't shungite or anything else. It was a fact I might have been taking aspirin. I ain't heard of that. Take some aspirin.
Well, it won't hurt you to take the aspirin, and it might help you.
That's not exactly true, okay, because it is a blood thinner. And you shouldn't be, you know, arbitrarily diagnosing yourself with aspirin, because you can thin out your blood too much. Years ago, I was an aspirin freak. You know, always taking aspirin. And I had an intestinal bleed that they didn't know what it was the cause of. But the first question they asked me, are you taking aspirin? And oddly enough, I had not been at that point. But that was the first question. So, you know, don't go gobbling aspirin. Aspirin is a very, very powerful drug. And it's a natural drug. It's found in virtually every plant. You know, but
I was thinking about it for you because of your age and your heart.
Well, nothing wrong with my heart, and I'm not very old.
Okay.
No.
I'm not saying you're old. I just said because of your age.
Darling, I just tell people I'm 72. Yes. I'm really only about 15.
Yeah. I know what you're saying.
You know, my mother's statement to me, young people don't realize that old people are young people in old people's bodies. Never understood it until I got to be about 65. I said, oh, Mom was right again.
So I appreciate you played that.
Well, it answers a lot of questions because people say to me, well, how come it's spreading? And because at first it was following the 5G. But then, you know, especially recently, you know, it's not, well, first off, if you've got a situation where a bacteria, you know, and understand that the bacteria is responding to the 5G as if it's under attack. And so it starts making more of itself. You know, trying to save itself. So your system is overwhelmed by a bacteria that you could have been carrying, you know, like, let's say you go to the hospital. Well, you might have had the bacteria in it, in your body, but it wasn't doing anything. You get in the hospital, and that's what they were saying, is that, you know, even now, that they've got people coming into the hospital for other reasons, and when they test them, they're seeing COVID. So some of these people that are in the hospital, they didn't go to the hospital for COVID. They went to the hospital for another reason. But once they're in the 5G facilities of the hospital, as most of these are, at least intensified densification of 4G, all of a sudden this bacteria starts going nuts. I mean, the last place I would really want to go is someplace that's got 5G. So, but if it's a bacteria, like now that they're saying, this answers a lot of questions. It's pathetic. It really, truly is pathetic. How stupid do they think we are? Sooner or later, you know, don't autopsy. Well, if I was a doctor, I'd say, why not? How the hell are you going to find out what's happening? You know, and thank God there's Italian doctors that were courageous. Screw you, yeah. Who?
Right. They didn't take the money to not do the autopsy.
Yeah. But so anyway, I wanted to play that so it was embedded in a show. I'll probably play it again or find out more about it. And thank you for sending it, Kafui Life. And so now let's ask. Okay, first off, I want to know, how's your radio show going?
Oh yeah.
Oh, it's great. On Wednesday morning, 7 a.m. And I'm really pushing my agenda of we're spiritual beings living in a spiritual universe governed by spiritual law. I preach discernment, you know me. And I'm really trying to hammer home that things that you, that appear to be one way, probably are not as they appear to be. And I've really been talking, you know, because it's spirit talk from all things spiritual, from angels to aliens. So I've been talking about how do you know if they're non-human? And during these riots and political upheavals, it's very, very clear to me the non-human. A non-human, they'll look at you and there is no, it's just all black in their eyes. A non-human has no empathy or compassion. Now, when you see the human and human interactions, like it doesn't matter if they're police or a protester or there's love. They're, you know, I've seen police hugging protesters protecting the police. It doesn't matter their human race or, you know, the color of their skin. These people are human to human, and it's compassion and empathy. And it doesn't matter, you know, you may be a policeman or I may be a protester. It doesn't matter. They're hugging, they're crying together, they're praying together, they're kneeling together. They're protecting one another. How do you know the non-humans? They're the ones inciting the violence. They're the ones that have no empathy and no compassion. And I truly, truly, truly believe that the person who knelt or the being who knelt on George's neck was non-human. And there's a video of where that man or that who appears to be a man looks in the camera and his eyes are completely black. And a human, because a human has a human soul, which I truly believe is a dewdrop down from God light. Their light is a dewdrop down from God light. They would never intentionally harm another because they have empathy and compassion. And if as soon as that man had said, you know, I can't breathe, they would have uplifted the knee. Because they have empathy and compassion, and they feel another's pain. And non-humans, especially negative aliens, don't. Or if they're a clone or whatever, non-human, whatever, you know, form they are, they don't have empathy and compassion. And that's how you, it's one of the telltale signs to me. And I truly, and I've said this ever since I was a little girl, I've always felt that evil, pure evil, was not human, that was alien. Now, as a little person, I didn't associate it with ETs. I just knew it wasn't part of our, of the light in us. It just wasn't who we are. But as a little person, I just knew it wasn't, we weren't wired like that. And now I'm not saying a human won't defend themselves to protect themselves, but to just do evil to do evil, that's not human. I truly, truly believe that.
I keep saying it's in the eyes. When I see black holes where the eyes should be, I want no part of it.
Telltale sign. And the thing is, they're so brazen right now. Oh, they'll look right at you, or look right at the camera, and have a insidious smile and do something horrible. Yeah. They're so brazen right now. But the beautiful thing about, and one thing I'm teaching too, is that your light, you know, it's a dewdrop down from God light. It's more powerful than any dark thing that they could conjure up. And they don't want you to know that. And they don't want us to out them. They don't want us to see them. Part of their quote-unquote power is that they're in the shadows, or they're working, doing their insidious acts in the shadows. So when you can call them out and you can see them and say to them, I see you. Ooh, they don't like that. They don't like that. And it takes away their power. And they don't want humans, like, you know, us humans waking up, people wake, not that we're already woke, but people who are waking up, they don't want them to know that their light is stronger and more powerful than any, you know, stuff that they could, you know, throw at them. Because once you know that your light is a dewdrop down from God light, and you know it in your heart, there's nothing that can stop you from doing anything. You know, again, but the spiritual laws, do what you will and harm none, and, you know, do unto others, the golden rule. So that's what I've been talking about on the radio, and talking about my class, my local class. The gal wanted me to plug it, and so there you go. That's what I've been doing.
That's so exciting. Look how your life is changing. My kids and I have been talking about this. This year, Annette and I have realized that our manifestation happens even almost before we think it. It's there. And money has been coming in more so than going out. And it's happening more than ever in my life and Annette's life. And things are changing. We had the living room repainted. She's on vacation this week because it's her birthday Thursday. So she's going to paint the hallway going down to her bedroom and bathroom in the, what we call the office now, was the guest room. And we bought new furniture for out in the pool, and we got curtains. We're getting a whole bunch of different stuff. And the prices are unbelievable. I wouldn't even have dreamed to ask for a price that good. And then Nancy was saying how, well, of course, her house flooded. I think you knew that. Well, now she's doing a bunch of different things. Painting and doing, she got new air conditioning, and she's getting new things in her life. My son is getting new things in his life, and his finances are much, much better. Oh my gosh. I thank God every time I think of it. Thank you, God. And he's got this new lady he's dating. He's taking it one day at a time. So he's in a relationship with a lady that seems to be okay so far. Things are just, it's the newness and the new way we think. We don't think like we used to. We have completely different thoughts than we would have ever thought we would have. And I wanted to ask you, Christia, have you seen new, like Sagey was walking across the floor and I happened to look up at her. All of a sudden, her whole body, she picked her foot up And you know how sometimes they shake their foot. Well, she shook her foot, but her whole body shook. And out from that shake, all this vibration. Not vibration. What do you call it? Like when things shimmer. It happened on the other side of her body, but it didn't happen in the bathroom where I was. So when I walked out of the bathroom, I turned around to look, and then I saw it happen. Have things like that been happening to you? And it happened to Russell, too.
Well, it sounds... I mean, I've been having experiences when I sit outside with birds and bugs and frogs and like my interaction with nature. I've been having some magical, I call it magical experiences with them. But I think what you're describing, because the same thing's been happening for us, because we never thought we'd be able to do this, what we're doing, and we're doing it. And I just feel really deep, deep gratitude.
Exactly.
And things were like, oh, I don't know how that's going to happen. And all of a sudden, oh, blah, 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 blah. Oh, like Tuesday morning, I was feeling really overwhelmed. And I was pouring my coffee and I said, oh, God, I'm just feeling overwhelmed. And I kid you not, a text came through on my phone and it was from a friend saying, oh, I have next week off. If you want me to come over and help you pack, I can.
Uh-huh.
And yes. I just started crying because
in that moment,
it was like, I felt like it was a direct, I mean, literally, I had just poured my coffee and said to God, I'm feeling really overwhelmed.
Yes.
You know, and I mean, literally, then there was a beep. In my mind, I said, I feel really overwhelmed, God. And there was literally a beep on my phone. I looked down and it's my friend's text. I mean, to me, that's like no worries. Like, you know, it's like whatever you're worried about, it's going to be taken care of. Like, just
But you have to say something about it.
Well, you do. You got to ask because
yes.
Earth is a free will zone. I mean, there's a few things that you got to do. And one of the things is, you do have to ask, because when you ask, you open to receive, and Earth is a free will zone. So Spirit can help you, but it's really important in opening up to the higher frequencies is you have to ask. You have to ask for assistance. But once you ask, bada bing, bada boom. I mean, it's really quick, and you're right. Things that you wouldn't think you could do, you can do. And I think it's really important. Humans always think, oh, well, I just needed this little bit or this little thing to pay this little bill. But remember that God and the angels and even your soul, they've got the bird's eye view. So you need to add this or something better. So when you're asking, you know, don't just say, well, I just need $100 to pay this bill today. Say, well, I need to take care of this bill, and I'd like this or some, you know, this and something better. You know, maybe you know how to take care of it better, or maybe, you know, again, you don't have the bird's eye view. And your soul, another thing too, what I realized, is sometimes when we encounter a difficulty, it's something that we've set up, an obstacle that we've agreed on before we came down here as part of our soul growth. And how we decide to move through that quote-unquote obstacle, you know, it helps us grow. It helps us learn. And to see it as, you know, nothing is against us. The universe isn't against us. It only wants to love us and only wants us to give us the best. It's our human brain, our human mind, our human ego that thinks that the world's against us. But that's not the truth. spirit just wants to love us. Our soul actually has so much love and gratitude, because without our physical body, our soul couldn't have this journey. And believe me, if you're alive right now on the planet, you're meant to be here. This is, even though it's crazy times, you're meant to be here. This is the time to be on the planet, right here, right now, is to be during this great awakening. And, you know, I'm going to challenge people, how can you best serve the light? How can you best serve what you're doing? And people think you got to do something big, but you don't. Just taking care of you, self-loving, taking care of your people. You know, you don't have to do something grand. Just being kind and taking care of what you need to take care of can be enough, can be more than enough. And, you know, treating yourself kind, it's really important.
Thank you, Christine. Joan, yeah. If you're still here, did you hear what she just said? It was like what we were talking about earlier. I just wanted to say that. I'm done.
Aww.
It was perfect, Christine. Aww. Perfect. In so many ways, for so many reasons. And that is what is happening lately.
Yeah.
It's wonderful.
Yeah. It is. It's a joy to be here, even though it might not be exactly what you think, but it is. And really, it's been weird ever since the quarantine happened, the COVID thing. I feel more on purpose than ever before. I feel stronger in my life, stronger in my mission. I just feel like, okay, I know why I'm here, right now. Like, I don't know, it's a whole new thing. It's a whole new feeling, actually. So,
I couldn't get my cursor to work on my mute. I think it's a whole new dimension of our life. I don't know how to say that.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's a whole new, we're on the journey of the next for us.
Right. And, you know, Nancy and I always talk about the late 90s. I feel that magic again. Oh. I feel that magic in the air and synchronicity and synchro destiny, as Deepak Chopra talks about. I really, really feel it so much more. It's like when we jumped that timeline in 2000. And so from 2000 until now, it's kind of been sucko, you know? And then all of a sudden, it's shifted. I mean, it's, you know, it's just a totally different frequency, and I'm so grateful.
I kind of feel like, what I finally realized is that if we didn't jump from that timeline into the one we got, this one, we would have been blindsided. Because I was listening, all right, now I'm a Soviet military expert, a Russian historian, and I'm listening to Michael Dunn talk about the fall of the Berlin Wall and the, dissolving of the Warsaw Pact. And I'm listening to him and I'm going like, wow, I wasn't paying attention. I mean, I know the basic story, but he had so many details and was so articulate in all of the, you know, various things that were going on. And I'm going like, I feel I just wasn't paying attention, even though it would have been something that should have grabbed my attention. But back then, you know, in the late 80s and the, you know, right through until, you know, about 2000, it's almost like the, you know, geopolitical scene wasn't even there. Do you have that kind of memory of it? It's like, I never thought about it. I never watched television. You know what I'm saying?
Well, I do remember that band U2 singing When the Wall Came Down. I do. I do remember seeing that on a video, but you're right. I totally.
You got it through right. You got it through a video and a song. You didn't get it through watching television and being so immersed into everything that's happening. And,
yeah.
You know, one of the things that I think is occurring is that for most people, there's probably 90% of the people on the planet, I mean, on the United States, couldn't tell you the structure of the government, how it works, you know, because they haven't been taught civics. I was. It was mandatory. But then it became, an elective. And now it's not taught at all. So most people don't even have a faintest clue as to, you know, who's your local government? Do you know these people? Do you even know what it is? And it's forcing people to start to understand civics. You know, it's an interesting byproduct of what's happening. But I do believe that if we hadn't have been here working for the last, how many years? 20? To make things right, that we would have been blindsided. Because, we wouldn't have understood any of this. You know, well, what the hell is happening? We were having a great time. What, you know? Which sort of happened in 2000. But this is even bigger.
Yeah, this would have been... Yeah, that might have... Yeah, you're right. We would have been like, what?
Now, see, I was cognitive of the wall coming down. I cried when we were seeing it come down. It was so emotional to me. I lived in a different 90s or whenever it was than you guys did.
We know. We came here to save you, Dolly.
Oh,
you were not with us.
Thank you so much.
You were not with us, so we came here to save you. Listen, we're running out of show here. Does our friend Christia want to play?
I mean, sure. Maybe,
do you want to talk or you want to play?
No, let's bring through some sound, because part of my mission is allowing these sound frequencies through me as a clear channel. You know, since 1995, January, under a full moon at Tybee Island, I dedicated my life to the light that I work for God. And I ask that I be a clear, pure channel of the highest love and light and unconditional love. That's been my prayer every day since 1995.
Yeah.
greetings. We come through today through this channel of light, and we are the Star So Family of Light, and we are here to remind you that you are light. And we ask that each one of you connect with your soul, connect with the eternal light that you are, not to be afraid, of who and what you really are, but to connect, and not only connect with your light, but the light all around you, the light of others. It's time to make these connections. You are not alone, nor have you ever been alone. You might physically be alone, but you are not alone. Time to open to the invisible world of who you are part of. Awaken. To everyone listening now, live and on the recording. If you are open and you would like to receive this influx of pure frequency, it is the full spectrum of frequency healing light. If you're open, you just give permission and they will bring in, and it's being divinely directed by your soul, God, and your guardian angel. Being perfectly formulated and calibrated for your human body now. All you have to do is ask and give permission, since Earth is a free will zone. Allow anything else you need to release out on your breath with ease and grace. And we'll just ask the angels to cinch up these garbage bags and recycle it into the light, never to reestablish in anybody's energy field now, live or on the recording. Whenever they listen to this, we're so grateful for the assistance from the angelic realm and the Star Soul family of light and all the light beings. Thank you, thank you, thank you for this. Thank you for Nancy and the cosmic reality and Dolly. Thank you, thank you, thank you. So be it, amen. Welcome back.
And thank you. that was awesome.
Wow.
Yeah.
I'm floating. Are you floating, Nancy?
Yes, yes. Dolly, I have to tell you that Lee Brown gave me something that I am absolutely positive would be something that you would want, but she gave it to me.
What is that?
Well, I'm gonna actually hit this little thing here. If you look into the chat on the chat, the radio chat. The one that I put in Skype is looking like it's looking like it's maybe it'll sit itself right. No, it's laying on its side. But that's a Trump troll.
Oh my gosh.
Isn't it crazy?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's about, I'd say, 5 inches tall. See, we have this thing about trolls, Lee and I do, and so even though she hates Trump, she fell in love with the troll. She actually had a hard time sending it to me, but that was one of my birthday presents.
Oh, wow.
She went back to buy some more, she couldn't. They were already sold out. So if you happen to see a Trump troll, pick one up and send it to Dolly.
Yeah. Oh my gosh.
It comes in this box. She sent me other pictures. I probably should have downloaded them. I kind of forgot. But and his hair is just like you can twist his hair around and stuff.
And it's red. It's the red hair, so it's not the real one.
Well, I didn't want it. It would be sacrilegious if you had the real one, wouldn't it?
Might be, I don't know.
But what struck me so funny about it was that I know what I was doing. I was putting together the cosmic reality photos of the speech that he gave, the rally speech, when he was talking about West Point, because we had talked about it on the show.
Yeah.
And so I was going through the speech and I was print screening to try to get pictures, images of him. And the first one that I got was, he looked just like that. His mouth was open like that, like he does, And,
yes.
And then she sends me this package, and in it was this and a few other things. So anyway, thank you, Lee Brown. I don't think she's here tonight, but it's just astounding.
Her name is in the chat.
Oh, maybe she is in there.
I looked when you were talking about her.
Yeah. But
that is precious, Lee.
Yes. Oh, I have to read you. I can hear her thinking. Read the box. Okay, Leah, reading the box. Here. Okay, so on the back of the box, it says, all right, it's called Hair to the Chief. All right. Well, I don't have my reading glasses. Let me see if I can do this. A legend has spread all over the land through forest, valley, and knoll of a golden-haired mythical figure known as President Trump, the troll. His ideas, he said, are tremendous and huge. And then went on to explain that by voting for him, he'd surely win and make America great again.
Aww.
And this is from the Wild Hair Creations. Patent pending.
Oh my
not
God.
A toy, not intended for children. So, yes. And I'm not going to give it to you. get your own troll.
Well, she sent it to you, so you should keep it.
Oh, I would never. I've got trolls that she gave me 25 years ago. A real red-headed troll. But anyway, I had to share the troll with you.
Oh my gosh, I'm glad you did.
That's so precious. Have you seen the trolls where they don't have hair but they have crystals?
No.
So someone's taken, like, the troll doll, and they've taken their hair out, and then they put, like, a geode, like a crystal, like a quartz crystal cluster.
Oh yeah, I know.
And they're so cool looking. And then they're sweet little trolls, but then instead of hair, they've got crystals.
Wow.
And then people put them in plants and stuff, you know. Little crystal troll buddies.
I'm sitting here thinking I got so many blessings to be thankful for. And I'm so thankful that you got your house, Christia.
Oh, thank you, thank you, thank you. I'm just over the moon, and I know there's going to be so many, just over the moon, yeah. Just so grateful. I'm still kind of gobsmacked, really, about it all.
Well, you did your homework. You did your what you needed to do so you could walk in and make an offer.
Right, right. And that's why, you know, they also went with us because we already had, our realtor said, well, they've been pre-approved since last August. So, you know, there's no problem with these people.
Uh-huh. And that's what they said when we were doing ours and we found out, yeah, that's very important. So people out there, if you're looking for a house, get pre-approved. And then,
well, plus, yeah, then you know what you need to do, and if you're, you know, if you need to change a little thing and make it, and yeah.
Yeah.
Do your homework.
Well, we're at the end of the show, kids, so you want to say adios?
Adios?
Annette says pre-qualify. Sorry. I had to get that in.
Yeah, pre-qualify, yeah.
Go ahead.
Yes.
I'm done.
So, adios. Good night. Much
and
love.
Where can people catch you on the radio?
Oh, if they go to my website, Christia, Christia Cummings.com, if you scroll down, I have my, it says live schedule, and this is on there too. So it'll show you Thursdays where I'm at, Wednesday mornings, www.wruu.org. They can listen anywhere from the world. CosmicReality.net, I've got that listed too as the radio. So if you just go to my website and scroll down, you'll see it all. There's links that'll take you everywhere.
Ooh, everywhere.
Well, you know. It's not as fancy as Nancy's tube that'll take you from.
Yeah. Well, thanks for listening, everybody, and thanks for that troll to Nancy Lee. That is adorable. And thanks for the chat I've had with everybody in the chat room. And I'll be talking with you the next time I talk with you. Bye-bye from Dolly World.
And I just want to thank everybody that wished me a happy birthday, belated or not too many did on my birthday because it was Wednesday. But thank you, everybody. We're taking another trip around the sun. 73 times. This will be my 73rd trip around the sun. I didn't really get a feeling for a year until I started thinking that way. Be safe. Thanks, everybody. We'll talk to you next time.
Say what? Say what radio show. With no agenda. It's always a surprise. But if we're not having fun, we're doing something wrong.